Hillary, it's me in the back of the room.
In a stewardship translation engagement session, Orium, on October 19th, 2012 p.m. to 1 p.m.
Milton Miller, can you please come to the stage?
Well, oh, okay, I have mics. I don't have slides, though. Up here. I need the slide projection, please. This is beautiful, but this is also beautiful. Thank you. So welcome, everyone, to the engagement session on the IANA stewardship transition. I am Alyssa Cooper. I'm the chair of the IANA Stewardship Transition Coordination Group, otherwise known as the ICG. And we're here today to provide you with a status update on the stewardship transition and the proposal that we have been working on in the ICG and in the communities. And hopefully that piece will be short, the status update, and then we will field questions and comments from all of you. The goal here is to get your feedback and input and answer any questions that you may have. I'm joined up here with a selection of ICG members, one of our co-chairs, Patrick Falstrom, who represents the ALAC, Jean-Jacques Souvenant, who is from ALAC, Milton Mueller from the GNSO, next, Martin Boyle from the CCNSO, Wolf Ulrich Nobin from the GNSO, and Lynn St. Amour from the Internet Architecture Board. These folks were our key leaders in reviewing the public comments received about the proposal, and so they have the most depth of knowledge about those comments. But we have other ICG members in the room as well who may be called on to answer questions as they come up from the audience. One thing I will say is that I was thinking about our group and the process that we've gone through, and it reminded me of a team that I work with back in my day job at work, and it's a team that runs kind of operational infrastructure for one of the products that my company sells, and they have an initiative called the Quest for Boring. So as an operational team, you know, when you first set something up at the beginning, nothing works, the service is coming up and down all the time, there's constantly these fire alarms that are going off. But over time, as you get better and better at the process and you learn more about everything that you're trying to do, you can go on this quest for boring. And that's what they've done. They've gone on a quest for their jobs to be boring, to not have these fire alarms going off, for everything to just kind of go along at its normal pace and to not have any surprises. And I think as the ICG, we are nearing the end of our quest for boring as compared to some of the other processes that people may have been involved in. We are pretty much there. So hopefully that's reflected in what we have to talk about today. Just a quick review of the process that we've gone through from the beginning when NTIA made the announcement about the IANA stewardship transition. A few months later, we as the ICG were constituted, and then we issued a request for proposals that went out to the three operational communities dealing with names, numbers, and protocol parameters. Over the months that followed, we received proposals from those communities. From the protocol parameters and numbers, we received proposals in January of this year, and then from names in June. We assessed those proposals both individually and in combination, and that took us up to July of this year. And then we issued a call for public comments in July, a 40-day public comment period, and we've now assessed and analyzed and incorporated feedback from those public comments. So we received 157 comments in the public comment period from individuals, from organizations of every kind and shape, all of the different constituencies of ICANN and broader organizations interested in the transition. We received comments in four different languages. We had the transition proposal translated, and we also had the comments translated back into English for our review. And as you can see, we received comments from all over the world and from global organizations that don't have a specific jurisdictional home. So a lot of variety in terms of the comments and the commenters received that we received. I wanted to just give kind of a summary of what we heard in the public comments. First of all, as with respect to support for the proposal, the majority of the comments that we received were supportive of the transition proposal that we put out. Some of these were qualified based on outstanding questions about a variety of different aspects, about ICANN accountability, about the root zone maintainer, about intellectual property related to the IANA functions, and about other issues. So while they were qualified, they still expressed some support. So that's about 65% of the comments that we received. And those came, again, from a wide variety of individuals and organizations, from the operational communities themselves, from SOs and ACs, businesses, civil society groups, governments, every flavor of group we received some supportive comments from. We also received some comments that were strictly not supportive of the proposal at all. That was a much smaller fraction, and I can see that I've lost actually part of my legend here. So that was a smaller fraction. Again, a small fraction of folks who are just opposed to the transition itself. And for those comments, we acknowledge them and then sort of put them to the side as the ICG's mandate is to deliver a transition proposal. So we understand that some people don't want the transition to take place, but that's not really something that's actionable for us because we are working to have the transition take place. And then the pink slice that you can see there where we lost the legend is for, there were some comments where support or opposition for the proposal was not side. Was not clear, or the comment was not really specific to the proposal itself, so we couldn't really classify them as supporting or opposing. There were a number of key themes that emerged from the public comment period. The first is the dependency on the outcomes of the CCWG accountability work, which if you were in this room for the previous session, you heard all about. So this was highlighted across many, many, many comments. Everyone has acknowledged that there is outstanding work to be done in the CCWG and that there is a dependency between the NAMES community proposal and the completion of that work. We also got a lot of comments about the post-transition IANA, the PTI, and in part, I think many of these comments are reflective of the fact that, again, we received the proposals from the three communities at different points in time. The PTI is a construct that was created and documented after we received the proposals from the numbers and protocol parameters communities. And as a result, because the PTI does affect all three of the communities potentially, there were many questions about the relationships between various of the entities that will engage with the PTI, and lots of questions about how that would all work when combined for all three of the communities. Also questions about the remit of the PTI board and the membership and how it would be structured, and questions about and comments about what would happen if one or more of the operational communities decided to choose a different operator for its IANA function, how the coordination would work in that case. We received lots of comments about the root zone maintainer role. So as we know, there are multiple different roles involved in the administration of the root zone. They include the IANA functions operator, the root zone maintainer, which is currently VeriSign, and the root zone administrator, which is currently the NTIA. And those relationships, because NTIA intends to exit from its role, will need to be revised from what they are today, where VeriSign has a cooperative agreement with NTIA. But the details of those revisions are not strictly included in the CWG component of the transition proposal. So we received a lot of feedback about the need for that process to go forward, its transparency, its potential outcomes. The next one that we highlighted as a theme was the jurisdiction of ICANN. This was touched on in the previous session as well. And we had some commenters who had opinions about what the jurisdiction of ICANN should be, whether it's a topic that should have been taken up differently or should be taken up in the future. And as we know, in the transition proposal itself, there's no indication of change in the jurisdiction of ICANN, although it has been selected as a topic for Workstream 2 of the CCWG accountability. And then finally, the last major theme was that we got several comments about some of the references included in the text about CCTLDs. There was some changes that happened in between when the NAMES community submitted its proposal to us and when the proposal went out for public comment. And so those references regarding CCTLD documentation needed to be updated. There's lots of other comments about other things, but these were the major themes. And just to kind of explain the process that we went through for all of these topics and a few of the others, in some cases we just made edits to the portion of the proposal that the ICG had written, which is, if you look in the proposal, it's part zero. So we clarified things. We did this very much for the PTI, for example. We have added a whole section just to explain the PTI and the relationships between the communities. So places where we felt that the comments pointed to lack of clarity, we attempted to clarify that using our own section of text. But for many of these other topics, we actually asked questions back to the operational communities where we felt that we needed clarity or if something needed to be changed, for example, the CCTLD references. So we posed 13 questions to the CWG, I think 2 questions to the CRISP team, and 1 to the IANA plan working group in the IETF. And we have incorporated that feedback back into the proposal that we've been working on up until now. Lastly, in terms of the feedback we received from the public comments, we had asked the public specific questions about whether they felt that the proposal supports the criteria that NTIA established at the beginning of this transition. And the majority of commenters who spoke to this at all, who talked about the criteria at all, felt that they are either met by the proposal or, again, conditionally met, assuming that some of the outstanding issues that they had pointed out in their comments could be resolved. And in our assessment, having gone through all the comments and had the back and forth again with the communities, the ICG believes that the criteria have been met by the transition proposal. Just one item to flag on that, as you're kind of looking at the criteria themselves, one of the key criteria concerns maintaining the security and stability of the DNS. And that's an area where, as the ICG, we have highlighted the need for the outstanding resolution and revision of the role of the RZM in relation to the IANA functions operator. That needs to be worked out in order to maintain the security and stability of the DNS going forward. So, status update. The ICG had working meetings on Saturday and Sunday earlier this week, and have been making some further refinements to the proposal. We have a set of remaining refinements that we will make in our next set of working meetings, which will happen on Thursday and Friday of this week. And at that point, our expectation is that we will have essentially one outstanding item in the proposal, and that will be the dependency that exists between the CWG proposal and the CCWG accountability's output. So shortly after ICANN 54 ends, we expect that to be the only remaining outstanding issue. As far as the ICG status, once we get to that point, we intend to provide a status update to the community to let everyone know that that's the point that we've and to have available for review the current proposal document with all of those refinements incorporated. Then we will be awaiting confirmation from the CWG that its requirements are met by the output of the CCWG work. So once the CCWG work has concluded and the CWG has certified that its requirements have been met, that's the point at which the transition proposal will be done, and we will be able to forward it on to the ICANN board submission to NTIA. In our meetings this weekend, we agreed that the ICG should remain constituted as a body at least until the 30th of November in 2016, which is the current date of expiry of the NTIA contract. And by staying constituted, what we mean is that we will maintain our mailing list so that we can have discussion amongst ourselves. We will ensure that we have mechanisms such that if anybody needs to get in touch with us or has a question or an issue that think requires coordination or requires us to resolve or provide an answer, that they know how to do that. We will not schedule a priori standing meetings, but we will meet or have a conference call as necessary if issues arise, the mode that we intend to go into. And we are also presently discussing the need for the ICG to play or to have any work related to implementation. There's a diversity of views within the ICG about whether that is necessary and what form it might take or how we should come to a conclusion about that. And that's something we will continue to discuss in our working meetings at the end of this week. Now we are ready for Q&A. So please, if you will, use the microphones at the front of the room if you have questions for us. And we also have remote participation, and we'll be taking questions remotely as well. And I'll sit for the Q&A. Quest for Boring, people. This is what it is. This is what the Quest for Boring looks like. We have remote. We're also boring remotely. All right. Okay. Going one, going twice. Mission accomplished.
Hooray.
Oh. No, okay.
Okay. I was like,
all right, I think we're done. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you very much, everyone.
40 minutes back.
Thank you all. The next session of this room will begin at 3 p.m. this afternoon, 1500. Thank you.
I thought we were rock stars.